Hi, this is Dr. Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you want to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent programs, you can go to our program page at myfaithradio.com.
That first winter was horrible, and when you read some of the descriptions, it's heartbreaking. Half of the pilgrims die, many of pneumonia, severe cold, hypothermia, children dying, spouses dying. I'm just tearing up thinking about it. But describe that first winter for us.
Well, you know, the pilgrims are arriving when they ultimately settle at Plymouth or choose that as their location. It's the 22nd of December. All right. So it's right at the beginning of winter. And it turns out to be an unusually severe one. They had expected, believe it or not, warm weather. If you just look at a globe, Plymouth is on the same line of latitude as Madrid, Spain. It's considerably south of England. And so the pilgrims thought that it was going to be a much more temperate environment. They're not prepared for the weather that they encounter. They don't have any structures immediately to inhabit, so they're living, most of them, on board the Mayflower, and then they're coming ashore every day to work on building a settlement. But the harbor at Plymouth is so shallow that they have to moor the ship a half a mile, three-quarters of a mile out from the shore. And so every morning, the pilgrim men, at least, are getting into that frigid water and waiting for a half a mile, three-quarters of a mile, and then working all day in wet clothes. So they're dying very quickly, and as you say, they're probably dying more than anything else from some cost of that exposure to the brutal elements. So that's leading to enormous loss of life. It's going to hit adults more than children, believe it or not. It's going to hit women much more than it will affect men. There were 18 intact married couples that made the voyage on the Mayflower. There are three intact marriages by March of 1621. And so the families are just devastated. And I always think it's important to remember that, because when you talk about the actual feast in 1621 that we remember as the first Thanksgiving, it's a celebration that is dominated by orphans and widows or widowers.
Wow. Just amazing. Was there a sense of despair when you read Bradford's journal, when you read the writings of those early pilgrims, the ones that did survive? Did they ever ask, has God abandoned us?
That's a good question. And we certainly, I think it's important for us to sort of imagine what that might have been like. They don't tell us a great deal. In fact, William Bradford, who writes the fullest account of the pilgrim story, his book, History of Plymouth Plantation, he doesn't say a great deal about the losses, except that they never doubt for a moment that God is sovereign over what is transpiring. One of the things that strikes me about this is I think the pilgrims' response surely was to some degree determined by the teaching that they've been receiving from the pulpit over and over and over again for years before this trial. And one of the things that teaching, I think, had cemented in their minds was that our time on earth, is always a kind of temporary abiding. It's a fleeting. It's a shadow. And the world is not our home. One of the parts of the story that we'd love to know more about that we just don't has to do with Bradford's thoughts about his own wife. His wife, Dorothy Bradford, dies herself during that first winter.
Doesn't she fall overboard off the ship?
She drowns while the ship is moored offshore. And ever after, historians have wondered about what was going on there. So there's been at least some speculation that she perhaps threw herself overboard. We don't have any evidence of that one way or the other. And Bradford really doesn't talk about it. But you just imagine how incredibly painful that had to have been. So the question, are they worried that God has abandoned them? It's something I'm sure must have entered their minds. But the thing that impresses me the most is that in the right about the beginning of spring of 1621, the Mayflower is preparing to return to England. Now, the Mayflower had been leased, so it doesn't belong to the pilgrims. And now the ship and the crew is going to take advantage of good weather to return home. And at that moment, any number or all of the pilgrims who had wanted could have gone with them.
Didn't the ship's captain almost plead with them and say, come back with me to England?
He suggests that they are really foolhardy to stay, but not a one will take up that offer.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com. Just look for Dr. Bill Meyer Live.